So I'm joined with the Hereford FC manager, Peter Beadle. So Pete, as it stands, seven players signed so far. Any news and any further signings?
No, nothing as yet. We sort of got the seven we were pushing for, and now we'll have a look at players in pre-season and then recruit as we go along through pre-season.
Will you be making use of the loan system this season with any tie-ups with any local teams?
Of course we would do. We'll keep that quiet, obviously, if we don't want other people to try and steal our thunder. But we've got good connections with a lot of clubs locally at high levels, and we'll stay in contact with them, and hopefully we can both do one another favours as we go along with players that, certainly they have players that may need a bit of fitness, and we may need some players through the season if need be. So we'll keep that open for us.
So the first friendly is against Malvern, 7th of July. Will it be a game with lots of trialists, do you think?
Yeah, of course, yeah. I mean, like I said, we've only got seven players officially signed as such or agreed terms to come in for next season. So we'll use as many players as we can and have a look at as many players as we can. It's only fair that we give these players a chance to have a look at them properly, and they'll play a big part in a lot of games through pre-season before we finally sort of decide a yes or a no for some of them. And some of them will play more than others, and some will disappear pretty quickly, I'd have thought. But that's the way pre-season goes.
So with the squad being part-time, how regularly will the squad train throughout the season?
It'll be two days a week, or two evenings a week, providing there's no game in the week. So if there's a game in the week, we'll meet up obviously for the game on a Tuesday, and then we'll train Thursday and then play again on Saturday. So we'd like to be together three times a week as possible. Obviously, two of them in the week will be training and one game.
So looking at the pitch now, in Edgar Street, it looks great. Going away from home in the winter months, how will the team adapt to the different conditions?
Because it'll have to adapt. So obviously, things are going to be different. The grounds are going to be, possibly a little bit smaller. And the pitch is maybe not as good as we've got here at the moment. So we have to adapt. We have to change maybe the way we play to adapt to that. But that's something that we'll work on through the season in training, something the players will be prepared for, hopefully. And then it's a case of trying to put that preparation into practice on the day.
So finally, how excited are you for the new season and a brand new era?
Yeah, it's been a long time coming. It seems to have been, it was a long drawn out process through the interview process before I got the job. And then since I've got the job, it seems like almost a year's gone by already, and we still haven't started yet. But we start in less than a week, and we can't wait. We can't wait to meet up with the players and actually get back to work again.